This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Joey's with us. And I just want to make sure you all know that Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri has contributors from 1995 to 2018. Who contributes? Edward Jones, $302,000. Crawford Group, $293,000, I'm rounding. Goldman Sachs, $199,000. Leggett and Pratt, $178,000. Emerson Electric, $169,000. Monsanto, $147,000. Those are companies you may want to choose not to do business with because they support the guy. They support the guy who's poisoning the planet. In my opinion. And, of course, the opinion of the courts that he is involved in protecting the company that delivers cancer through glyphosate. And we're watching America fall down right in front of our eyes. It's falling apart right in front of us. Waitresses with antennas in their noses and tongues makes me want to get sick. When I see a waitress that looks like that, I leave. May I help you? May I take your order? No, you can't. Impossible. I'm grossed out by what you've just done to your face and your tongue. Waitresses, branded in living color, with purple and blue and pink and green hair to match. I'm not participating. Joey, you've got the floor, and then Trevor. Trevor's on hold. We'll be right with you, Trevor. Joey, your comments?
You know, Vince, that nice man that's working in behalf of Monsanto and all the freeloaders who's taking graft, it's okay. Let him take it, because he's got a reward coming. His creator's got a reward for him. And it would probably be not him, but some person in his family he cares the most about when they get the benefits of a glyphosate or all the other byproducts the contributors have passed on. But, you know, I look at a lot of this as a major distraction. That's why it's all thrown at us. And if you had X amount of time, if you had a crystal ball, and just say you knew in 6 months, 2 years, whatever the time span was, something was going to happen. The solar flare, the weather anomalies, the economic collapse, maybe all of them. What would you find to be more important? Worrying about the money that guy took or trying to figure out a path that you could go and a location that would be safe for you and your family and the material and or knowledge you would need to get there. For me, that's all I'm going to focus on. You know, every place I go, it's mayhem and chaos, just like what you've talked about. Whether it's at the stores, Walmart, Sam's Club, Staples, all Menards, Home Depot, Lowe's. I go to those stores. I only buy what's on sale. That's how I reward them. I buy their loss leader. I walk away. Unless I really need something, then I'll shop the price down. But I don't want to waste my time with these people anymore. I don't want to waste my time giving them my energy and my power when I only have so much, and the older I get, the harder it is to use it. So I want to focus on that. I want to use it to my behalf. I want to make it work for me, not against me, and I want to find a plan, wherever that plan is, and if it means I have to go to the middle of nowhere, okay, great. What's in the middle of nowhere? And if I decide I go to the middle of nowhere, what is it I need to take? And is there water? Well, how will I get water? If there is not water, then maybe I don't want to go there. But, I mean, think about those kind of scenarios. And I'll let you get to Trevor.
Well, Joey, I have been working on that. I've been quietly working on that with our family. We've got equipment to move. We've got the trucks to move. We can do it very, very easily. We can move ourselves. We don't have to hire a moving van. We don't need to do anything. We have everything we need. And we have the skills to rebuild. And the question is, what is the very, very best place in the country to move to? To be as free from the parasites who have been living off the hard work of everybody, the traitors, the people who have committed treason against the countries, our country as well as others, the people who have poisoned the planet. I'm talking about the General Electrics. I'm talking about all of these companies who have illegally dumped, illegally treated with toxic chemicals, food, whether it be food for animals or food for us. We know what's happening. We know what's happening. I wanted to buy some grain so I could pack it in nitrogen and grind it up. And the guy at the grain company said, do you want it treated or not? Treated or not? Well, what's treating? Well, we spray it with insecticide so bugs don't grow out of it. And if we don't treat it, it will have bugs within a couple weeks. So we're all eating treated grain. We're all eating treated grain. Think about that. Just like the birds, just like this massive, massive settlement by Scott's Miracle-Gro, that company. 73 million bags of intentionally poisoned birdseed. Intentional. There's no other way it could be. And who's involved? Well, the CEO and the top lieutenants. Why? Because to put enough poison in 73 million bags, somebody, even the accountant, has got to say, whoa, what's all this money from this insecticide company? Whoa. And what about the generally stupid employees that are applying this to the bird seed? What about all these people who are involved in this poisoning of the planet? They are all guilty of poisoning the planet. They should all go to jail first, then prison for ecocide. So I'm looking for a place where that hasn't happened so much.
Well, that place doesn't exist, Vince, because those people, if there is that place, they already bought in 2008 after the collapse when they were stealing all the money from the last real estate collapse. They took all that money and they went to South America and they bought where the large aquifers are, you know, like where that nice Bush family has 100,000 acres with the largest aquifer in South America. And that was the big rage in all the papers. Oh, all the hedge funders are moving to South America with their spoils. And nobody says anything, right? So where is it you're going to go? Where is it that's utopia? I mean, utopia is where you can trust your neighbor. And it's getting to be, you can't not trust your neighbor, you can't trust your family, you can't trust your friends. So what is it? How does that change? And it changes with you and I. We make the first step. And, you know, focus on what you can do immediately, you know, and let's go to the next step. Rick always has a great point, Rick Miller. It's my favorite point. He says, you know, if you didn't have money, you wouldn't have problems. Because everybody's fighting. You know, when your grandparents came here, how much money did you need? You could live on a porch. You didn't have to pay $6,000 a year in property taxes. You didn't have to pay $2,000 a month rent to live in a house. You didn't have to pay, you know, $4 or $3 a gallon for fuel for a car. You didn't have to pay all this ridiculous money. And all this is, what are all these expenses? They distract you. While you're in the hamster wheel, you know, it's a good thing you brought that up. You know, simplest plan. You want to get a change, start with semi-truck drivers. You know, those people are persecuted the most with all the new trucking laws. all they have to do is park a truck from Monday, from Friday, and not go in until Tuesday. If that don't work, start on a Thursday, take the whole next week off. Let's see how the political geniuses, the human vomit that wrecks everything, let's see how they fix the problem. Let's see how much more garbage they want to attach to a semi-driver. You know, think about, and I really don't care for a lot of them, but there are a lot of good people everywhere. But you get the occasional guy that wants to run you off the road, and I always try to help him by writing his number down and calling his company or calling the police and say, this guy's swerving on the road, you might want to check him out. And I don't do that often, but I do that for special people. But think about, without a semi-truck, this country doesn't work because everything is day-to-day shipments. I mean, the stores are empty in 3 days without that truck. So those are the people that could start to change. You know, then, like I said, focus on what you can do. If you can grow food, grow food. If you don't know how to grow food, you better learn how to grow food. You know, if what the Ice Age farmer in Adapt 2030, those people are saying about the weather anomalies that are here, not coming, they are here. You know, and one of them pointed out, which third world countries are they not feeding to take the food from them to sell them here to keep the happy idiots growing? And when you go into a grocery store today, go check the produce out. Go look at the produce section, because that's what you should always focus on. And look how much less produce, how they widen the aisles out, because there's less produce for sale. Because there isn't that much. Because the crops are failing all over. They just haven't pointed it out just yet. You know, look at those maps of Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, that's all flooded and still underwater as of last week. And normally they're tilling fields where they're too wet to till. And then the soil has to be 65 degrees before a seed will germinate. So how's that going to work? What magic show, what rabbit do they have to pull out of the hat? And between the chemtrailing, you know, Dean Wigington, you think about what he does. You think about the time and the effort and the energy he spends to put that out there. And people laugh. Oh, that's exhaust jet fuel. Even when they show the pictures of the giant canisters in the jet, you know, and they're spraying it. And when you see rows, consecutive rows, in two directions, and you see the weather change, what do you think that means? That's got to be fair.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Joey. And Trevor, you're on next. When we come back from this break, you've got the floor. America. Falling apart in front of our eyes. No kidding.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey's with us, class. Pretty strong statement. If you're not preparing for America falling apart, you're a fool. Trevor in New York, welcome, and thank you for calling back and patiently waiting on hold.
Oh, thank you for having me back. I'd like to add a synonym to that statement about Mr. Blunt. He's a rat fink, F-I-N-K. And I'd like to state somebody who is not a rat fink, and that is Sheriff Steve Reams of Weld County, Colorado. He stood up for gun rights and will not go along with the red flag bill. He'd rather go to prison, and that's who I want as my neighbor. And on the subject of America collapsing, we may have to form new unions or bring back old unions like the old Texas Federation, and that could save our bacon. What say you about that?
Joe, you want to take it or you want me to?
Go ahead, Vince.
Well, I've got problems. I agree. I agree with you, Trevor. The only problem is I've tried to work with my neighbors. I've asked my neighbors to let me help them lower their electric bill by supporting me as a director of Laclede Electric Cooperative. And one of my neighbors, who shares a fence line with us, for all the time we've been here in Missouri, it caught me by surprise. Really. All I'm asking him to do is sign a petition so I can run to lower his electric bill. And he's not capable of doing that. He's my neighbor. He's my neighbor. Do you think I want to wave to that guy when I see him coming down the road? Yeah, another neighbor who wants to buy pieces of my farm. Got another neighbor who drops. You know, they have these farmers who don't pay attention. These careless farmers. And not all farmers are nice. They're not. Some are, but some aren't. They drive around with these flatbeds on the back of a pickup truck. So they take the box off and they put this flat deck on. And then they put their stuff on there. They put their barbed wire on there. And there's nothing holding any of it down. Gas cans, the dogs get on the back there. And there's nothing holding anything down. And they drive around, and then there's pieces of barbed wire in the road. There are parts of hoses. There's all kinds of stuff that fall off and puncture our tires because they're careless. So, Trevor, I hear you, but I am a complete, abysmal, abject failure in trying to get people to work together. It's impossible for me to do it. Now, maybe someone else would have better luck. I've had the meetups. I've really tried. I've really tried for 5 years, every Friday or Monday night, hours and hours and hours of presentations to get people to come learn about preparedness and actually take care of their own families. One guy promised me that he was going to help me weld my bulldozer. And he's never shown up. It's only a couple of years now. And I've seen him in the meantime. And he doesn't have the decency to say he's not coming. So I'm waiting for him. No more. No more. I'm not interested in working with people like this. It doesn't work, Trevor. Really. I wish you're probably the exception. But there are so many people who are willing to take, and not give. I've had it with them. I'm out of giving to them. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't even know if I want to be on the radio anymore. I'm sick of it.
I hear you. I really do. And maybe the cure for it is for them to go hungry for a few days and realize how insignificant they are. Because all I see is a bunch of people that want to post on Facebook and talk about this or that. And in the scheme of things, you're really not that important. The earth can wipe you out at any time she wants to. So there's no hope for maybe this country, but I think there's hope for humanity because I think the class and the instructors are the exception. I really do. I have to have that little bit of hope.
Trevor, I would like to congratulate you on being welcomed aboard as an instructor. In fact, I was one of those that called after the show and just was in awe that someone of your age, not knowing anything about you, your mannerism, everything about you was spectacular. And it was a breath of fresh air. And every time Vince would like to just let somebody else have the show, there's somebody like you pops up and it brings new life that there are people. And lately there's been a lot more people thanking him for what he does because everybody takes advantage of it, in my opinion. You know, they don't give, they just take.
Yeah, they need to realize that we're just dust in the wind, as that one song said, right?
Yep, Kansas.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FAA calls it a short-lived system-wide outage that struck major airlines this morning. Flights were stuck on the ground at airports nationwide, but at last check, the FAA said service was back and claims delays should be minimal. The FAA says a third-party vendor may have been to blame for the outage. Still threatening to close the southern border, President Trump's calling on Congress to address what he calls a crisis there. Tweeting this morning, quote, Democrats working with Republicans could fix the asylum and other loopholes quickly. His acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says with Democrats unwilling to be part of the solution, the president may have to close the border.
Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Joey's with us in Michigan. Trevor's with us in New York, both USA Prepares instructors. Bob in Michigan is joining us. Alex, would you put Bob on the air with Trevor so that Trevor, Bob, Joey, and I can all be on at the same time? Could you do that, and I'll just moderate? Okay. Looks like we're doing that. Okay.
Hello.
Here we go. Okay, Bob, welcome. So it's Trevor in New York, Joey, and you and I are on the air. So we'll see if we can not all talk at the same time. So let me moderate. Bob, you've got the floor.
Well, where are you considering moving to?
I'm open. I'm open to lots of areas, including the Dakotas.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, if you're at all interested in Michigan, I'd be glad to help you out here. I've been looking at properties for a long time now, and you know.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Joey's up there. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Where is Joey?
I'm a couple hours from where you're at, Bob. I think you're on the east side, up by the thumb.
No, I'm in about the middle of the state.
Oh, well,
where are you?
Not far from you, and I'd rather not say, but I don't mind, you know, leave Vince a phone number, I'll call you. I mean, I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bob, email me your phone number, and I will pass that on to Joey. And you know what? We are becoming more private now. My phone is ringing off the hook. People from all over the world are calling me, and here's the problem. I'm trying to be a farmer. I'm trying to prepare for a move. I need to spend some time with my family. And if you think about it, if there are 200 of us, actually there are more than that, if there are 250 of us, and each person just wants 1 minute, and all I do is go from call to call to call to call to call, that's 250 minutes if they only want to talk to me for 1 minute a day. I can't do it. So we're all becoming more private, and it's because people have taken advantage of it. They really are. People call me from prison. They expect me to get them out of prison. I didn't get them into prison. A lot of them I don't even know. But, Bob, obviously you've been listening to what we've been talking about. What is your reaction to the falling down right in front of our eyes of America, people not knowing what they're doing? Are you seeing that too?
Well, I guess that's due to the corporations taking over rather than, you know, they don't care about people. All they care about is their bottom line, and so everything else suffers. But I don't think you should get too hard on some of these employees. They're doing, you know, they're doing what they can working for these big companies, and maybe they're not getting all the training they need to get.
Well, okay. Well, Bob, in my defense, I started out behind the counter at an auto parts store. And when I first got there, people would come in. I was the new young boy. And there was an older guy, Tommy, who was there. And people would come in, they'd look at me, and they'd look around, and they were looking for Tommy. And I'd say, may I help you? And they'd go, I'm looking for Tommy. I'm looking for Tommy. I'm looking for Tommy. And it took me about, I don't know, a couple seconds to realize that the reason they were looking for Tommy is because they thought Tommy knew more than I did. So I opened up every single box, every box in between customers. And it's not like I didn't know about auto parts. I used to race cars back then. I knew about rebuilding engines. I knew about, not everything, but I knew a lot more than the average person my age, for sure.
Yeah.
And I opened up every box. And then pretty soon they wanted me and not Tommy because I knew more about stuff than Tommy did. Because Tommy didn't race cars.
You know,
I knew more about carburation, ignition advance, compression ratios, bearings, tolerances. I knew more than he did because he was a counter guy and I was a counter guy and a racer and an engine builder.
You know,
but the difference was I didn't know the inventory.
I would disagree with the education on the corporations only because I don't care what you do. If you want to do it, you'll do it well. And today, everybody is all about the money. It's not. You'll go to college and you'll spend $40,000 and come out dumber than when you entered because you're actually told you're going to be something you're not going to be. Yet if you work hard at whatever you do and you get efficient at it, the money will always follow once you put the effort forward. But you have to lead by example. You have to put your effort forward and the money will follow. And when you have the right knowledge, somebody will hire you and they'll always pay you accordingly because you put the effort forward. Are you feeling that way, Vince?
Absolutely. And not only that, you can go to college thinking you're one thing and come out something else. You can go in a male and thinking, well, you know what, I think I ought to put a skirt on because they told me it's okay. It's okay to be queer. It's okay to wear a dress. It's all okay. And if I want to switch back, I can switch back. Or I can be both. It's nuts.
Well, that's what, and second part of that answer would be, I don't think people understand history. They don't understand what took place in Russia with the revolution, what took place in China, what took place anywhere on the earth when they tore down a civilization. And we're watching it firsthand. But if people just had a little bit of extra effort in schooling, I think they would know better. I think they would have a better idea. And the best video I've ever seen on a Russian revolution, I can't think, it's something in the sign of Scorpio. That's what it's called. There's a name, like Iliana in the sign of Scorpio. It's a Finnish-made movie, so it's in Finland, tongue, but then there's, you have to read the bottom. And it's very important, because when you read it, you really follow it. It'll break down how many people died, what took place, who was involved, where the money came from. And when you start to follow, it is always follow the money. That'll tell you the story.
And look, Joey. Bob's got a company that manufactures speaker grills. So Bob hires one of these millennials, okay? And the phone rings, and Bob's working at the machinery. The phone rings, and this millennial answers the phone and says, hello. And the customer says, I'm looking for a speaker grill for a JBL L100. Do you have them? And the millennial says, hold on. 45 seconds later, the millennial comes back and says, what was your question? He has speaker grills for a JBL L100. And he says, hold on. And then he says to Bob, hey, Bob, there's a guy on the phone. He wants to know if we have speaker grills for an L100. And then Bob says, of course we do. They're right over there. We've been making them for years. And so the millennial gets back on the phone, talks to the customer, and says, yeah, but you got to pay for it before we'll ship it. How's that going to work? Whatever happened to decorum? Whatever happened to knowing the product, the services? Whatever happened to being polite? These people have either their parents dropped them on their heads and they're damaged, or their parents forgot to teach them about interacting socially with other people and being polite, or they've learned it and they said, you know what, it doesn't matter, I'm just going to be rude and stupid, fat and happy, and I'm going to watch TV.
I don't think they were ever learned it. That's the problem. I think their upbringing was different, and it had a lot to do with the schools. And anybody on this earth can defend the schools. They can defend the $4,000 and $5,000, $6,000 pensions. The superintendents get, $250,000 a year, and 80% of that. They can defend it all. They can defend a school that has 50 kids graduating in their senior class. They can defend a $50 million tax proposal for the next election because they need a better school. Yet, they had 50 kids graduate. Defend it all you want. But realistically, it does not work. So defend that. Defend all you want.
So here's a question for Bob. Trevor's probably too young to be able to answer this. But you're certainly welcome to, Trevor. So when I used to go into a store, let's say 10 years ago, I would look for the young person. The energetic, smiling, happy employee at a store. I'd say, do you have a whatever, okay? Because the older people weren't really all that interested. The customers were, just there, and they're just there to do a job. Now, I'm looking for the older people because the older people want to be there now, and the younger people don't have a clue. No clue. They'll say, well, let me read the box with you. I don't need somebody to read the box. I can read the box. I don't need somebody who has no clue to try to interpret something that I know more about than the salesperson. Huh. Bob, any comments? Are you finding that gravitating?
You must be having an awful time there where you live. But
I am.
I don't know. I've had pretty good interactions with most of the employees. The stores I've been in, they try and help me.
No. I'm not saying not try and help. I'm saying actually knowledgeable and can help you without having to figure out or get on their smartphone and look up whatever your question is. Bob, are you saying that you don't have the problems that I have, that you've got knowledgeable salespeople at most of the big box places?
I tend to work with them, and, I found most of them seem to know, I guess I'm not having quite as bad experience as apparently you're having with stuff.
Bob, I've had the same bad experiences, I was in Staples yesterday, Saturday, not yesterday. Wanted to buy some paper. I asked the guy, I said, hey, what's the normal sale price? Because it was $56, $59 for a box of paper. Well, I don't know. I said, well, you work here? Well, yeah, I'm the assistant manager. I said, so you don't know what the average sale price is? No, I don't. So then he gives me the kid. The kid is like 300 pounds with a little beard he's trying to grow. And he comes and he's like, yeah, I can help you. And I said, he didn't know. And then I said, what's the difference between 92 and 96 brightness? Well, I think it's got something to do with on a box. I think you want the 20 pound. I said, I think the 20 pound is the weight of the box. And he goes, oh. So now I've got these two great knowledgeable people because only me and Vince apparently attract these simpletons, we'll call them. And I hate to say it that way, but you know, every time I go in the store, I have to flip a coin. Do I really want the product? Or I'm afraid to ask because I'm afraid. And, you know, when I find a guy or a woman that gives the knowledge, I thank them. And I say, I really appreciate that there's still a person like you that can answer the question because you've made my day. And it made their day because I complimented them. But I can't compliment stupidity. Maybe on your side of the, or where you live, there's a lot smarter people. I don't know that. I find that hard to believe.
Trevor, when we come back, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Trevor, you're on in just a couple seconds. So there's a manufacturing company that I know of that hires young people, college graduates. I'm sorry, high school graduates. And so this manufacturing company has changed names recently. And there's a tour coming up. I know because we got the information from one of the employees that there's this big tour coming up. Probably, my guess is that the new owners are coming to take a look at what they bought. Well, they have 100 pallets of products they can't use. They literally have 100 pallets. Now, a pallet, I know the weight of these pallets. It's about 1,000 pounds each. They have 100,000 pounds of unusable products that they want out of there ASAP, whatever it takes, get rid of them, get them off the premises, because the tour's coming. 100,000 pounds of products. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's usable. It's usable stuff that they can't wait to get rid of. Trevor, your thoughts on what I've said in the last half hour?
Well, why don't they think about our brothers and sisters that are flooded in the middle of the country? Maybe donate and have a heart. But I'd like to say, if I call a business and someone answers, hello, is this a home phone? What about some candor? Hi, thank you for calling XYZ Company. This is Trevor. How may I help you? A little bit of decorum, a little bit of politeness. I think we've been raising a bunch of narcissistic people, and these phones are not helping because they're getting their fix, their dopamine fix, through the clicks and through the likes, and they don't really seem disciplined mentally enough to run a company or be trusted to run a company, because like you said, you went in and out of every box you could, and you wanted to know so you could show everyone that you knew. And I feel that they've lost that skill because they can just look it up on their phone. And it's very, very dangerous. It's like having an axe in a monkey's hand. It's not a good idea. And that's how I feel about that. I feel that we've raised a lot of people that I wouldn't trust to drive me home. I would rather drive myself home, if you catch my drift.
Yeah. Let me share something about Trevor. He's our newest instructor here at USA Prepares. And I called Trevor off the air, and I said, Trevor, would you consider doing this for your first broadcast with me? Would you share with us what people who are millennials are thinking, what they're doing, what their reactions are? Just share with us what those opinions are, your observations. And here's what Trevor said, and I'm paraphrasing. Correct me if I'm wrong. Trevor was going to go do a man on the street and ask people, go do a survey to fully complete the task more than I asked him. I just asked him for his opinions. He's actually going to do research. Did I get that right, Trevor, or did I embellish that?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I won't do it in my hometown that I'm currently living in because, quite frankly, I don't trust these people to tell me the weather outside.
Mm-hmm.
Small town, small mind.
So, Bob, we probably need to move where you are because it sounds like you've got the epicenter of qualified employees.
Yeah, maybe. Come on over and I'll take you around. You can see for yourself.
Well, I'd love to come up, say hi to Joey, and I'd love to come see your operation where you manufacture speaker grills. But if I remember correctly, you're having a tough time finding someone to work with you. Is that true?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So have you found any? Okay. So, Bob, have you found anybody who you would say, I'll tell you what, there's the phone. If it rings, please answer it. Otherwise, here's the machinery. Here's the presses. Here's the cutting stations. Here's the packing. Here's the shipping. You're ready to go. Is there anybody that you know that could do that job right now with a minimum of training?
No. I imagine they're out there. It's just hard to link up.
Yeah, they're all working at Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, and Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Joey, any comments?
Vince, I'm out of comments. I mean, I see what's coming. There's only one way for me to prepare. That's with knowledge. And that's the best I can do. And I mean, if I lead by, if I at least shine the light in my path, others may follow. If not, have a nice day.
Yeah, we've gone Galt. We've all gone Galt. If you want to know what we're talking about, look up John Galt, Ayn Rand. Just look up Going Galt, G-A-L-T. Bob in Michigan, thank you so much for being with us. Trevor in New York, thank you for being with us.
God bless.
God bless. Joey in Michigan, thank you for being with us. I'm Vin Finnelli.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.